Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight as high school basketball continues on. We're joined now by Atchison County girls coach, that is Andrew Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, team took part in the midseason tournaments last week. Of course, you guys were at Jefferson County North. Saw some good teams out of league, of course, sandwiched in there in the consolation semifinals. You saw a familiar opponent in Jefferson County North, but in the first round, you saw Perry LeCompton, took on NEK in that last game as well. So, you know, what do you take away from last week, you know, playing some different opponents and just the overall outlook, you know, from that JCN tournament in those few days over there?
Well, just something we kind of talked about, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, about this is the first time they're like in a tournament setting for some of these girls. They learn how to play a little bit on kind of not back-to-back nights, but game, practice, and how they're able to respond. And it was a big learning experience because you have to bounce back pretty quickly in these situations. And we did a pretty good job defensively. You know, we hung in there for the most part versus Perry and JCN. NEK kind of got away from us there early, but we're still learning. And the young girls, they did a nice job of bouncing back in between the first two games. We just got to learn how to that third one when it comes around, we got to be ready to play.
Yeah, and I know a lot of coaches kind of reference midseason tournaments as an opportunity, as kind of like a similar schedule once we get to the postseason and sub-state and all that. So it's good luck to get that opportunity this point in the season. But you talk about some of the younger players. I know your sophomore class getting a lot of minutes. You know, they've kind of impressed you a little bit. So that group of sophomores that are playing a lot of minutes for you, talk about them and just kind of the growth that you've seen, not just from last week in the tournament, but throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, we got two sophomores that are doing a lot better. They're working hard. Ashley Trischel and Aubrey Wiedmeyer, they're doing a great job. They're keeping their heads up. They're asking questions. They want to get better, and that's, I think, the most important thing is they see that there's room for growth and that they're willing to put in the work. So they're doing a great job. We just got to keep them getting some time and working hard.
What's the practice schedule kind of look like this week? You don't have a game early in the week, so you get a few days off this week before taking on Care Paravel on Friday at home. But as you have a little bit of time post, you know, midseason tournament, what's kind of been the focus throughout these couple of days of practice?
We've only had one half practice. Monday, we, of course, had our snow day,
right,
which was honestly perfect timing with coming off a long week last week. So we'll give the girls a day off there. And then we're battling some sickness, too. So we're trying to get healthy first off, and hopefully we got a full squad today to practice. And we'll focus on ourselves, working on some offensive skills, but focusing on defense and learning how to play a different defense just to mix things up a little bit. So, but yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get back healthy here today and tomorrow and prepare for Friday.
Yeah, Friday you guys get Care Paravel. Just maybe an initial thought there, you know, stepping out of league. I know they played Centralia earlier in the week, but what can you tell us about your Friday opponent?
They're a quality team. They've been competing with some teams. I know Centralia is good, so they beat a lot of people pretty handily. So, yeah, Care Paravel, they're a tough team. They're a group that's kind of older. We saw some of them last year. I know they lost a couple girls to graduation, but they got a lot of girls back, and it'll be tough for our girls to compete a little bit, but it's good to see some different teams.
Atchison County girls basketball coach, that's Andrew Eckert joining us again. Appreciate the sponsors that make the convo with the coach possible each and every week. Again, a few days off this week after the midseason tournament at JCN. Atchison County, they're back at home Friday hosting Care Paravel. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.